Once there was a man who lived in a big city. He loved new adventures and learning about different places. One day, he decided to visit a small village far from the city. The village was known for its green fields and friendly people. But what really caught his attention was a story about a saint. This saint lived in a forest close to the village. People said he was very wise. The city man was curious. He wanted to meet the saint. He wondered, why do people visit someone who lives so simply? With this question in mind, he set off to find the saint. As the man from the city entered the village, he noticed how different it was from his home. The houses were small but colorful, and there were gardens everywhere. Children played in the streets, and the villagers greeted each other warmly. The man felt a sense of peace here. He asked the villagers about the saint. They all spoke highly of him. He lives simply, but his words are full of wisdom, one villager said. Another added, he helps us see life in a new way. The saint lived in a small hut in the forest, just a short walk from the village. The city man was puzzled. How can someone so simple be so important to these people? He thought. He decided to visit the saint to find out. With a mix of skepticism and curiosity, he walked towards the forest, looking for the saint's hut. When the city man reached the forest, he found the saint's hut easily. It was a simple structure surrounded by tall trees. The saint was sitting outside, talking to a small group of people. They were listening intently, hanging on his every word. After the group left, the man approached the saint. I've heard much about you, he said, but I don't understand why. You have no riches, no fancy clothes. What makes people come to you? The saint looked at him with kind eyes and smiled gently. He took off a ring he was wearing and handed it to the man. Take this ring to the nearby market, the saint instructed. See if you can exchange it for a gold chain. Puzzled but intrigued, the man took the ring. He wondered what this test would reveal about the saint and his own understanding of value. The city man walked to the market with the ring in his hand. The market was bustling with people selling fruits, vegetables, and handcrafted goods. He went from one stall to another, asking if anyone would exchange a gold chain for the ring. But everyone he asked shook their head. This ring looks plain, they said. It's not worth a gold chain, maybe not even a brass one. Feeling tired and a bit frustrated, the man started doubting the saint's wisdom. Perhaps this was just a trick, he thought. He decided to return to the saint with the ring. This ring has no value, he said to the saint, feeling a bit disappointed. The saint nodded and said, Now take this ring to a jeweler's shop. Let's see what they say. The man was confused but curious. He went to a jeweler in the market. The jeweler examined the ring carefully and his eyes widened. This is a valuable diamond ring, he said. I can give you not one, but 5 gold chains for this. The man was astonished. He couldn't believe the difference in the ring's value. He hurried back to the saint, eager to share what he had learned. Back at the saint's hut, the man recounted his experience excitedly. The jeweler recognized the ring's true value immediately. He was ready to give me 5 gold chains for it, he said in amazement. The saint smiled, his eyes reflecting a deep understanding. Just like this ring, things aren't always what they seem at first glance, he explained. This ring seemed ordinary to many, but a jeweler saw its true worth. The man nodded, beginning to understand. And is that why people come to you? He asked. Yes, the saint replied. People seek me out not for my appearance, but for the knowledge and insight I share. Like the jeweler, they recognize something valuable. The man felt a sense of humility wash over him. He had judged the saint by his simple appearance, not realizing the depth of wisdom he possessed. The city man apologized to the saint for his earlier doubts. I see now that true value lies not in appearances, but in wisdom and character, he said. The saint nodded. Remember, just like this ring needed a jeweler to reveal its worth, sometimes we need the right perspective to understand true value. The man left the village with a new understanding. He learned that appearances can be deceiving and that real worth is often hidden beneath the surface. Learning. A person is not defined by their clothes or possessions, but by their conduct and knowledge.